University of Tennessee.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. Thanks for the introduction. For the cotton lovers, I'm sorry, there's a corn presentation, but I bet with my friends that about $5 that I can turn into cotton, so wait for it. And therefore, we're going to talk a little bit about mycotoxins in corn, and to those that are not familiar with, is that better? Are not familiar with mycotoxins are second metabolites produced by fungi, and they are harmful to human health and also to animals. In corn, we have two major mycotoxins that are produced. One of them is produced by the pathogen Fusarium, and Fusarium species, mainly Fusarium verticillioides, will produce fumonisin, and the other pathogen, Aspergillus flavus, will produce aflatoxin. The mycotoxin production will happen towards, in fact, wounds that will be made by worms. Therefore, the management of mycotoxins in corn will start having hybrids that are less susceptible to disease, also by managing plant stress and having like less ideal conditions to disease infection, also managing sowing date and location, also avoid insect damage by spraying insecticides or using BT traits, and that's where it got interesting. We mainly have, as you know, two major BT traits that are CRY and VIP, and they are toxins that will kill insects, but they are extracted from different parts. The source of those proteins are different. So if we consider the CRY and the VIP, when we associate a CRY and a VIP, we will have a broadly spectrum of these insects that are controlled, mostly targeting corn earworm, and what we cannot achieve by just using CRY proteins. Therefore, thinking about those association on BT traits, we came up with this research where our objective is evaluate the impact of aflatoxins and fumonisins levels in BT traits in planting date and also location. So to have a better overview and how we established this, we thought about using in our treatments a non-BT, also association of just a CRY trait, and also the association of CRY and a VIP trait. So we use those three treatments or traits, we got them in two hybrids, and we use sister line that will have those associations. So, and we got for the pioneer hybrid, we also tested it in two different locations, Jackson and Milan. And we also tested in Milan location, we split them in other two planting dates on May 1st and April 17th. So summarizing that, we're gonna have a DKC hybrid that was planted in Jackson and April 11th. We're gonna have a pioneer hybrid that was planted in Jackson in May 1st. And we're gonna have also the pioneer hybrid planted in Milan in two planting dates, in May 1st and April 17th. Summarize, we're gonna have four trials. So just to summarize our experiment features, we use a randomized complete block design with four replications. Also, there was in our plots were five rows, 3 inch of spacing and 3 feet long. And we assess insects by evaluating Helicoverpsea in Geothera gladiosa, which will be like southwest current border population and damaged during three times towards the season. Also, the three central lines were harvested, and we corrected the moisture yield to 18%. And to complete our analysis, we analyzed the mycotoxin level by collecting a subsample that grains that were harvested, and those grains were grinded and submit to the QuickTox kit that is provided by Envirologics, and also read by STIRPS that you can see in the picture by that scan. So in an overview from our results, we didn't have a huge insect infestation last season. As you can see, that graphic is plotting the non BT damage years, and from the non BT traits, and we, like, the highest one was about 30% damage in years, which is not high. In regular years or in a high infestation or medium infestation, we will easily get about 100% of damage. And the second bar is referring to the high infestation of pests that we have, which was southwest and current borer. So we didn't have a lot of earworm current borer. And those are all the fart trials that we had. So regarding our mycotoxin level, I will explain this graphic a little longer because we're gonna have a follow-up slides with the same model of graphics. So the first group of columns will be representing our kernel damage, and when they are separated by the tip and the base. And then the second group will be our first combination among cries, the traits, and the third group will be association with the cry traits and the VIP traits. And in the lines you can follow as the mycotoxin level. In blue it is fumonisin, and in orange is aflatoxin. So for this first hybrid that was planted in Jackson, we have not seen difference among mycotoxin levels. And but which was different for the other hybrid that we had in Jackson. So where we can see that we had a lower fumonisin level for the association with the cry and the VIP. Also, this experiment was the one that was not irrigated towards the season, so this trial had like more impact of weather stress. And for our experiment in Milan, we had reduced levels of fumonisin on both BT traits. However, they were not different between them, but just different between the non-BT and the association of the traits. So if we follow up in the graphics, we could see that there was some difference, or at least that damage in the kernels might be a response according to the fumonisin level. And then we did some correlation analysis, and aiming to know more about this correlation, or how we can correlate the location of the damage and the mycotoxin occurrence, we were able to get some correlation with the damage on the base being corresponded to fumonisin level, and damage on the tip be corresponded to damage on the tip. However, it's not a very strong correlation, but we also didn't have a very high infestation of worms. We hope to do further tests to have a better intel on that. And for the yield data, we just had difference in the first trial using the DKC hybrid injection, where it was difference between the non-BT trait, but there was among the others, but we couldn't see any difference between the cry and the association cry and the vape. Also for the other experiments with the hybrid from Pioneer, there was no yield difference. So therefore, our conclusion so far is that the association with cry and the vape reduced fumonisus level for the Pioneer hybrid injection. Also, the cry and the association of cry and vape reduced fumonisus level for the same hybrid in myelin. We have not seen any difference in mycotoxin levels for planting dates. Further investigations are needed into the relation between ear damage, location, and mycotoxin occurrence. And that's when I got my $5. VIP is a very important trait to control bollworm or corn earworm, especially in cotton. Therefore, under low pressure of corn earworm in corn that usually happen in Tennessee, that trait may not be need in corn, so we can reduce the selection pressure for resistance into corn earworm and have at least for more years this trait safe to be used, especially for corn, for cotton. So I'd like to thank you, this team that helps me and support towards the seasons and is very, very helpful. And I will be happy to take any questions. Thank you very much. Yes, we measure in the lab. Actually, I kind of forgot to tell about that. But after we harvest, we collect the sample right from the combine, and then the samples were freeze to avoid aflatoxin and fumonisus to reproduce during storage, and then they were grinded, still freeze, and warm up for analysis in the lab. So far it is. The aflatoxin level has a recommendation from the FDA, which you have to have levels lower than 20 ppbs or parts per billion. However, for fumonisus, there are no regulations level. There are like a guidance level which recommends you, but does not take any action on it, and for human consumption will be 2 to 4 parts per million. From our results, the hybrid from Pioneer had lower levels for both. However, the DKC hybrid had higher levels of fumonisus, and they were above the recommendation. Part of the day.
Any other questions for Elias? All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.